better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Holy fuck, it's hot. Alright, we're back for the first episode of 2024. I'm here to talk about our league. It's already fucked. Hasn't even started. And Mitchell's ruined it this year. So I was going to volunteer as commissioner because I'm clearly the only competent member at anything in the league. Now that the champion, McKern, has left, he was like the most competent in life, but now he's trotted off because he's a coward and isn't willing to defend his championship, and no one has enough authority to bring him back because it's a charlatan's league. So we've been having a bit of an argument because I got a poker game happening and everybody that's in the league was in the poker game, so we had a draft order. And then Mitchell, because he's a giant, useless, stay-at-home dad cuck, decided to be like, oh no, I'm never picking an order because I'm retarded and I want the league to be awful forever. Hail Doug! And that's like a perfect Mitchell impression. So Mitchell's cooked his brain with so much meth that you wouldn't even believe that he's still alive if you had him seen the quantities that had gone into his gob and up his schnoz. I organized a poker game. Everybody showed up. It was on the perfect app/website that might have given everybody viruses on their phone, but everyone played. And I had like a really shit position because I played poker very poorly and was still willing to take it because doing a draft order early so you can keep the chat active with people trying to trade draft picks is a very good idea. Having a spinny wheel that spins everyone's names around 5 seconds before draft day is really fucking gay and lame. I'm unsure yet if I'm going to play in the league at all, because currently the commissioner in the last two leagues has managed to have two separate people not play in the league but trade with people, has not been punished for that kind of lack of foresight as commissioner, is adding a new guy called Billy who seems like a retarded communist into the group. I don't know anything about him except that his takes seem very 2024, let's say. I've got no doubt he thinks you can assume your gender, like your own gender. I've got no doubt that he thinks being gay is a virtuous trait. I've got no doubt that he thinks Barack Obama was a good president of America. He just seems like any number of Doug-style acquaintances, I guess. But my question remains, is this cunt going to play? Or is it going to be another Stewie, who the fuck is Luke situation, who just trade players and then we waste $100 in this fucking league and then people that win it get free players and people that get fucked get nothing? Is it going to be like that again, Doug? I don't know. Also made a transgression in the off-season that I'd like to make a public apology about. There was a, let's say our group chat is somewhat offensive to the common man. But what's more offensive is what I did, and I shared a video outside of that group chat, and I lost thousands of dollars from it. Which I deserved, and I don't expect that back. But I just, for the person that this story is about, I'd just like to make a formal public apology on the world's best supercoach / dribbling podcast. So in the off-season, we've had a few things. We've had divorces. We've had corrupt commissioners. We've had some fucking faggoty retarded league of like really fast black dudes in America. I can't remember the name of it. But they throw the ball forwards a heaps, and then they have like ad breaks after every play. It's the most frustrating shit of all time and the worst game to watch ever. But people that are simple-minded, like sort of like Doug and his Doug-style friends, would definitely be able to see through that and see that, see a 45-minute game being played over 5 hours is the most entertaining thing of all time, which it most definitely is not. So we're coming up to our league. We've got some outstanding bets. I need to put pubes on my face. Doug needs to wear some dresses from like 5 years ago. I need to go on a bike ride. But what I do know is we had a bit of a push-up challenge in the off-season, and it's very clear that McKern, Jimmy, and I are the push-up kings. Jimmy should be able to do an infinite amount of push-ups, being that his total mass is about 47 kilos. Being that I am a sumo wrestler and still manage to pump out, I can't remember, 40-something, I think. Maybe it was 30s. I can't remember. But they were deep, nose to the ground, full extension push-ups. And then it took us 6 months to get Richard to put one push-up up. You should have seen this fucking cunt. It was like watching a toddler do a push-up, because a toddler cannot understand how to do a push-up. The angle bend of the elbow must have been, oh, it would have been microscopic to measure. It would have been like a 0.05 degree angle to then straighten, and he could still only get out 11 push-ups. But to his credit, he did put the video up, so he's like the sixth least cowardly person in the league. The big issue, though, is how many people are in our league? What are the rules? What are the things that are allowed and not allowed? Mitchell, who is, how would we put it, cognitively disabled, is preaching that Doug's a good commissioner. With anybody with two brain cells to rub together can tell you that he has been a catastrophic failure from woe to go. And I don't care who it is, I was going to do it because I'm a proactive man and I can do things and organize things. But the fact that our league is full of dunces that would rather incompetence rather than a fun league goes to show that that's not going to happen. And I'm happy with anybody else because nobody else has been an objective failure in the role. So put Tim in there. I mean, everyone's like, oh, Tim always cheats, which he does, which is why the fuck I was going to do it. But they're like, oh, Futz can't do it. And I'm like, okay, well, I've done the only good thing in the off-season. I brought 10 people together for a poker game to order the league, which I still have in my notes of who came first to last in the 10-man poker game. Getting 10 people to play poker online on a shitty website is a bloody fantastic achievement. But apparently that's not being taken into consideration for some fucking reason. Anyway, it's pretty hot. Did a lot of work today. So there's a few things that are somewhat secretive at the moment that will come to light. I can't wait to discuss them. There's no winners at the moment. I'd say the amount of losers, but I don't know the fucking amount of people in the league, so can't even make that joke. But basically, what I want, if I'm going to continue in this league, is very simple. Blatant blanket rules across the league, an amount of players in the league, a punishment for people that disrespect and cheat inside the league. It's not that fucking complicated. And how about at the start of the year, we just figure out if it's going to be commissioner trades on, voting for the trades, or free-for-all. Because I don't give a fuck as long as the rules stay the same for the 27 rounds. So, we've lost McKern, and Luke was never part of the league. I think it was just a way for Doug to cheat. But it kind of failed because everybody else stole players off him except for Doug. So Luke's gone, McKern's gone. What would be The simple solution, if we lost two players and every time we add a new player, they fuck the league. Probably just to have a 10-player league, right? Oh, you know what we should do when we have a 10-player league? We should probably do something fun for draft order. Oh, I don't know, a game of poker would probably be good, wouldn't it, you fucking idiots? So anyway, there's 10 people in the league that are officially in the league, but then they want to add random cards, which seems to be a failure every time. So, who knows what's happening? So we've lost to McKern. Luke was never part of the team, and he's fucked off out of the chat, I think, because I was telling Richard his Asian wife hates him. Or maybe Richard was telling me his Asian wife hates him, I don't know. But, truth be told, both Richard and Phil's Asian wives hate them. Why they're Asian doesn't really matter, but the fact that they are both tender men. Tender men being tenderized by the harsh, hemory words of their... Not cohort. What's the word I'm after? Spouses. Anyway, we're back to it. What's this type of thing called? Podcast. This podcast isn't going to be ever about what statistics anybody have. We might do like a play around draft early on or something, but I'm not going to talk about coefficient of variance or fucking which matchups are which, because I'm probably some kind of autistic, but I'm not OCD autistic, and those chaps that do that kind of thing seem incredibly boring. This has been the start of 2024. I want to try to get 1 to 2 podcasts a week. And I just felt like I had to start. So this is just me starting. Because I felt like if I didn't just kick it off, it'd never get going. The fact that Steve made the poker game means that that poker game should be taken very seriously. I still have the order, and that's all I'm worried about right now. Draft order, rules, who's going to be commissioner because it shouldn't be Doug. Who out of the league would you like to hear on the podcast? They want, Jake and Mitch said that they'd both be on, but they want prepared questions. That would just be because they both have such smooth brains, they can't keep up with a general conversation. And because that would take me 30 seconds of work, that's never going to happen. And don't worry, having neither of them on the podcast ever is certainly not a liability. It would be a waste of everybody's time, because out of everybody in the league, besides Richard, they have cooked themselves the worst on drugs. Anyway, I'm really hot. It was 42 degrees today. I worked outside. But we're back. I look forward to hearing any rebuttals or suggestions for this podcast. This wasn't very good, but I'm putting it out so then something's out there for the start of 2024. And I'm never going to be, what's the word? Regular enough to have a day and time, but I will try to make sure I get at least one out in a calendar week. Favorites for the 2024 season, if I play, will be me. If I don't play, will probably be Tim because he'll cheat. That's about all I've got. Follow the pages and stuff. Hurtful banter. Fuck you.
I'm kind of retarded.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!